What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Rewind.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Ryle Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dog.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let me go!
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Kristen.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Ryle Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
And away we go.
I think I've come up with something. People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that? That's what the Facebook is going to be about.
Who are you calling ugly, sucker? I'm calling you ugly. I could stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. It is Saturday, and what's happening, y'all? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. You can call in and be a part of the party today. Just call us and tell us. First of all, let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that you know who her ass is. And high fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, today we're talking about some funny stuff. First up, bumping ugly. Yeah, how often do you sleep with ugly people? And we have a damn show full of expert people to sit here and answer that question, because everybody on this show is ugly as hell, so we'll give you our expert opinion. Plus, it kills you the question of the day. Has a social network replaced human interaction? Well, I tell you what, should be a fun show. Plus, we're going to remember doing the first break during our Get Hot song, the very great and famous late Etta James. We'll feature her music during the first break and all that and more coming up. But before we get it started, you know how we do this. Let's get this party started right to
you. You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. The race for the Republican presidential nomination winds through Missouri today, where Republicans are caucusing. Rick Santorum campaigned in the state today. The caucuses this week and next will influence the way the state divides 52 delegates. Frank Morris from member station KCUR reports a decision on the delegate count is weeks away.
Rick Santorum won last month's Missouri primary, but the vote was unsanctioned. Voters at caucuses this week and next will choose delegates to go to district and state conventions, where most of Missouri's 52 delegates will finally be decided. George Connor, a professor at Missouri State University, says the whole thing's been bizarre.
Instead of doing it in a day, you know, spreading it out, and then we don't know who the winners are anyway, there's nothing normal about this primary season.
The GOP establishment in Missouri is backing Mitt Romney, but Connor thinks that Santorum has a good shot of winning when the delegates are finally totaled, which could be June. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Both Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney soaked up some sunshine this weekend in Puerto Rico, where Republicans hold their primary tomorrow. 20 delegates are at stake. Romney left Puerto Rico today, bound for Illinois, where the primary is set for Tuesday. Polls show the Illinois race is close between Romney and Santorum. New international sanctions against Iran took effect today, and Larry Miller reports they're meant to deliver a crippling blow to Iran's economy over its nuclear program.
In sanctions ordered by the EU, Iran is now denied access to the global banking industry's primary electronic payment and clearing system. The Brussels-based cooperative known as SWIFT says it's expelled Iran's central bank as well as around 30 other Iranian financial institutions. This is designed to block them and their customers from doing business with other countries. 10,000 financial institutions use SWIFT secure messaging codes to transact $6 trillion a day. SWIFT CEO says disconnecting Iran's banks is an extraordinary and unprecedented step. It's being described as the silver bullet of sanctions. Tehran says the ban will just damage those countries that rely on Iranian oil. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two suicide bombers delivered a deadly blow today in Damascus, Syria. At least 27 people were killed. The bombers targeted government intelligence and security buildings several miles apart. While the Syrian government blames those behind the uprising, U.S. officials suggest the hand of Al-Qaeda. The U.S. Army sergeant accused of killing 16 civilians in Afghanistan is being held at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Sergeant Robert Bales has not yet been charged. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
When real life gets in the way. You know, that's an interesting topic for today's 3-minute commentary. And the reason why, quite frankly, is because of an episode that happened to me at work this past week. Sitting there, getting along, talking, having fun with all my coworkers. A lady that worked for me all of a sudden received the phone call. And then she came back into the office very distraught and crying. And I asked her what was going on. She was just informed that her father had terminal cancer. Now, he had had cancer the first time and he had beat it, but now it had come back bigger, stronger than ever. And so obviously she was upset. So they said that basically he had two choices. Choice number one was to go to a hospice and live out the rest of his days in comfort, or to have chemotherapy. Now, the father is in his 80s. Obviously, the decision in that process will be a difficult one because he's probably too old for chemo. And then again, going to a hospice is almost admitting defeat. Let me tell you where I'm going with this. Folks, sometimes you are just having fun doing the things that you do, then all of a sudden you receive a phone call. All of a sudden, things change what you had planned. And that's when real life gets in the way. It's a very difficult thing to do and to imagine someone calling you, and all of a sudden, at 10 o'clock, everything was going well in your life, but then, just an hour later, your whole life is in shambles. What happens when real life gets in the way? How do you handle the situation? How do you deal with a person who's going through that situation? Because it happened just like that. It reminds me of so many situations where someone was having a good time 1 minute, the next thing you know, bam, something happened. And life has changed for them. So I don't know what the right answer to that is. All I know is if you're around when a situation like this occurs, then all you can do in that situation is try to provide as much comfort, words of encouragement as you can. If it happens to you, then you have to make sure that your business is in order. You know, they say instant in season and out of season. You never know when something may happen and your life will change forever. Real good friend of mine, true story, last story, and I'll let you go. Real good friend of mine, guy was the epitome of physical health. This guy could run a mile like a gazelle. He was in tip-top shape. One day, he started having a headache. And bam, the next thing you know, he had a stroke. Now he is a fraction of himself. It's very sad to watch because he needs help getting around. And this is a man that was in tip-top condition. And no one can explain to him or his family to this day why it happened. In closing, all I have to say, folks, is be prepared, be ready. So when real life gets in the way, you know what to do. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the sorriest sap sucker of them all? Is it Mr. L.E.A.?
How about you go to hell? How about that?
Hey, man, how the hell you doing on a beautiful Saturday, Mr. L.E.S.?
I am great, Mr. J.
R-I-L. Come on, you're going to do what I'm doing. You have to spell it out.
Why would I care what you're doing?
You know what, man, I see right now. It's just, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand the hostility. I mean, that's okay. I'm going to be the bigger man tonight, and I'm going to allow you to act the way you're going to act. Because you know what? Only you can attest. Only when you stand in front of St. Peter's, he's going to ask you, why did you act an ass on the J. Rowell
you're
show?
Not, you are going to have to. He's not going to allow you to stand in front of him because he know what you've already done.
Well, first of all, you do stand in front of St. Peter's before you make a decision to go either to heaven or hell, there, big guy. You have to stand in front of.
You're not going to get that option. I'm not going to get that option. Your life and say, you've been messed up your whole life. Why even give you the option? Go to hell.
Okay.
You've been telling me that all your life, so why not go there?
Okay, you know what? Yes. Okay, right. Okay, Mr. Elias, listen, man. What have you done for mankind, Mr. Elias? Talk to me.
I hired a guy to work on my house that was unemployed. How about that?
How does that help mankind?
Didn't have any money.
But that's a temporary fix, Mr. Elias. I mean, that's not going to be something that's going
you
to
last. You ask me, how am I helping mankind for a lifetime?
Let me ask you this question. By you giving this man a job, how much money does that pump into the local economy?
You know something? Wherever he spends his money is on him. How much money do you pump into the local economy?
No. How much did you pay the man that worked in your house?
I paid him $200 today and $200 tomorrow, Jay.
Okay, so you're going to put $400 into the local economy. That's a good thing, okay? Hey, listen, man, I applaud you. Great job, Mr.
Shame on Midley. It's like pulling teeth with you. As old as you are, it ain't going to take long before you have no teeth in your mouth.
Go to hell.
Hallelujah. How about you go first?
You are such a jackass, man. You are
Thank you.
How the hell are you doing?
Mrs. I thought about you earlier today because I was at Target and we were shopping around and I was looking at some hoodies. And I'm like, you know, if J. Ryle saw this, he'd start some mess right here in the middle of Target talking about a turtleneck.
Why you didn't buy the turtleneck? I mean, why? Just make it official,
wear turnecks. I've got three of my own. I don't need another one. And why is Mr. Elias so hostile, man? What is the hostility, brother?
He's been this way the whole year.
You know what? Both of you. I can tell you what you thought about Jay. Both of you can go to hell.
Angry black man.
You know, somebody missed a joke earlier because Jay said he was going to be the bigger man. I think he's already that by default. We've seen his picture, right?
That's what
I'm saying. Funny, Ernest.
Hey,
Ernest, what have you done?
Well, Jay, what have you done for mankind this week?
Let me tell you what I've done, Ernest. I'm glad you asked, Ernest. What I've done for mankind is I've managed to put together a little show called the J. Ryle Show. And what we do is we spread laughter and love and cheer to hear with y'all all over the damn world. There you go. That's what we've done for mankind. Okay?
Did we miss somebody, or is this going to be a good show for me?
No, she is trying to call in on Skype. I just don't. You know what? I think this is a great time for us to take up a collection. We need to get a phone for Dr. Princess O'Dea, the queen of whatever. I'm calling in on Skype. Well, if you're texting me on your cell, why don't you just pick up your cell and call? But apparently she's trying to get in on Skype, which has not worked every time she's tried this. But who knows? Maybe she'll
show. Does Mr. Elias use Skype? Do you use Skype, man? Because your sound is always a little different than everybody else's.
No, I don't use Skype.
Okay. It is not bad. It just is a little bit more hearty with the sound. So I always thought you were like on Skype or something. So
no. Okay.
Obviously,
so
you
anyway,
don't have credit service because we can hear your ass. So that's good. That's good. But she's not here yet. She's not here yet. So.
We're
going for the
closing
tonight, baby.
Well,
oh, hey, listen. Okay, one thing real quick. Listen. Oh, hell, bam. Babette. Look, she's on Skype. She won't be here long. She won't be here long.
Yes.
A queen fool to forever. His highest desire.
Ah, she's the queen.
She's your queen.
Let's all stand up and welcome the queen.
Be
some inspiration.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the queen of the cricket phone,
Princess Aurelia.
Bow down. Dr. Princess OD, the queen of inspiration. How the hell are you on this beautiful Saturday?
I am doing just absolutely peachy. And
peachy?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty.
She's on Skype.
And what are you on?
Right. Here we go.
Anyway.
I was on the show on time. How about that? You want to keep talking? I was here on time. That's what I'm on.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay,
we
well, congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm not on black folks' time like you are.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
don't go there. Don't go there. We're opening up.
Dr. Princess O'Day is... Let's get up.
Okay, Dr. Princess O'Day is the queen of inspiration.
Yes.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. And how are you?
I am doing outstanding again. Didn't you ask me that a few seconds ago? Are we going to do this again? We're
going to
ask each other how we're doing like 18,000 times?
I asked how you were doing because you asked me again. Now, I'll move right along on the panel here. Hello, Mr.
Panel, Panel? This is not a panel. We're having a radio show. What the hell are y'all talking about? What panel?
This is
what are we paneling? Yeah, we know.
Wow. Sound like somebody's an angry black man over there. Don't
they?
stick a sock in it, Jockey.
Sound like
anyway,
he's an angry
Dr.
black
Dr.
man over there. What are you angry about, Jay?
I'm not angry with Elias.
Oh, he acts like he is.
I think he's not angry. He's just the world's oldest living Negro.
Oh, shit. So anyway, go ahead.
Finish. In the world's oldest living Negro.
Okay, finish with your hellos, Dr. Princess O'Dea, please. We have a show to get into.
Thank you. And hello, Mr. Elias. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm about to get me a drink and bear with you people.
Awesome.
Oh, you people.
Could you send me over a Cabernet while you're at it? And hello, my other brother from another
Hey, I was going to let you know that this thing we're having that you're having in August for the anniversary of the Jay Rowell Show, I think we've talked about it a bit. I think Jane from Earnest Radio Network of Political Gravity is going to be coming as well. So we might make a road trip into Houston.
Excuse me. So there'll be two of the three
ERN hosts there to hang out with the festivities for the weekend.
That'll
be fun.
Hello, you guys. I was still talking.
Oh, my God. Okay,
talking.
Dr. Princess O'Dea, please.
Thank you.
Yes.
Always talking.
You know what? I had one more thing to say.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yeah, one more thing to say. Thank you, Honest.
Welcome, Mr. Elliott.
Did you get my message regarding...
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, he got it. He just ignored it.
No, listen. I know he always does. The show that... Ernest came in on December 23rd, 2010.
Oh, Jesus, who cares?
Ernest
said,
"What
are you talking
and you guys,
about?"
You guys need to bring this up because he talks so much cash trash on here. You need to bring it up where he said, "Princess O'Day, you're my favorite person in the whole wide world."
Let me tell you something, Jay. It's on my jock more than any gay guy at a bar on a Saturday night. She is on my jock so hard Well, you know, Ernest used to say this. Ernest, well, listen, Ernest used to weigh 50 more pounds. So, you know, things change, girl. Move forward.
And on that note, it's time to get to the QOD, the question of the day. All right, look, the QOD. Dr. Prince and Ardenia, excuse us. Okay, thank you. The QOD, the question of the day.
Excuse me.
Has the social network replaced human interaction? Has it gotten to the point where we don't say hi to each other? Everything has to be online. So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us, has the social network replaced human interaction? Mr. LAS Man, has the social network replaced human action?
With me, it depends on the person.
What is that? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well,
I know exactly what he means. It depends on the person.
If I want to be bothered with you, yeah, I'll call you and wish you happy birthday, call you and talk to you. But if I don't, online, okay, hey, happy birthday, boom, done.
So you're saying people use this as a way of not dealing with folks, so it's convenient for some people. That's what you're saying.
I'm telling you how I deal with it. I don't know how other people, but that's how I deal with it. If I don't want to be bothered with you, hey, happy birthday, hey, on Facebook, thank you. And that's what I do.
Okay, so, Ernest,
happy birthday on Facebook?
Did you wish me happy birthday? Yeah, you did, Mr. Elias. So you're trying to turn this into a joke again. Mr. Elias, let me tell you what you're doing, man. You're trying to throw insults in, and sometimes it's just not working, big guy. I mean, you know,
I just made an acknowledgement for you. And I wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. That's all I said.
Yeah, but you're trying to say you wish me a happy birthday because you didn't feel like being bothered with me. Ha ha, I'm funny. I'm falling. LOL, I'm falling on the floor. Mr. Elias is not funny.
LOL.
That was a loud thud I heard.
Oh, God, this is horrible. He's still trying. He's like Rob Smooth. So anyway, so Ernest.
Listen, we got another hour and 37 minutes. He's going to get it in sooner or later.
That's true. But seriously.
I am going to be right there waiting for the shoe to drop on that one, because he's going to come up with something really good before the show's over.
Oh, get off his jock, Ernest. Please, stop it.
That would have been funnier if you hadn't have copied my stuff, man.
Huh?
Let's move on, man.
Yeah, thank you. So can you answer the question, Ernest? Can you answer the frickin' question? Has social networking replaced human interaction?
You remember when the internet kind of came to the public and it had been out about 2 or 3 years, and people were saying no one was ever going to leave their house again because sites like Amazon and other places were popping up and you could shop online. You could do anything online, it seemed like. So why would you leave your house? Everybody thought that the whole world was just going to be like I Am Legend. No one was going to be out and about on the internet. But yet somehow we're still out meeting each other. Now, I choose to block certain people because I don't want to deal with them in public or online. So, but I don't think
you know
it's
what? I heard that.
I don't think
I
it's replaced. It's a comma. It's a comma, not a period. Okay.
Well, no.
Focus. Find your true purpose right now.
You know what?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't used this in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's made it easier for people to interact because somehow you can kind of hide behind the computer when you first say hi to somebody and get a little comfortable just talking, and then you can go meet them in person. So in some way, I think maybe it's aided certain people in meeting each other. You know, we got things like Match.com, eHarmony, the whole bit. So,
but see, there it is. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. See, that's my point.
That?
I mean, people sit here and they interact with each other and go through all this nonsense through these little websites, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now it's time to meet. I'm thinking, okay, what's the, like, for example, I don't receive birthday cards anymore. Everyone sends birthday cards on Facebook. Happy birthday.
Oh, I hate that.
Birthday.
I don't
happy
do
birthday,
that.
Happy birthday. I mean, listen, I'm very appreciative of it. I don't want you to get the impression that I'm not, but come on, let's be honest. When you go on your Facebook account, it tells you when their birthday is. Hey, it's their birthday today. Oh.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't
yeah.
remember it. You, someone told you that it was it. So then you hit a little button and click and you hit me. So you didn't take the time to read the birthday card. You didn't take the time to sign the birthday card. And in some cases, you didn't take the time to remember the person's birthday.
You know what?
Well, listen, I don't even have your phone number, so you sure the hell ain't going to get a birthday card from my ass.
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
I mean, what does it
you,
mean?
I mean, it does, you know what, because you can't pass judgment on what
that.
Somebody.
Here we go.
On, you. Well, I'm just saying, you cannot pass judgment on someone's sincerity for you. And if you continue to complain, then
did
those that do respond on Facebook.
What do you mean pass the judgment?
Probably,
what are you talking about?
No, I'm thinking.
What is she talking about?
You're making a judgment of you're make, drawing a conclusion of their intention or sincerity just because they responded via Facebook.
Okay, first of all,
that,
sincerity
on,
is not a word.
A comma,
can we just
period,
get that straight?
It's a comma, not a period. Don't let me go to the dictionary so differently as we had to do in the past. Please, not tonight. Okay, so anyhow, hallelujah. Okay, as I was saying, you should not do that. Because then, say to you, Mr. J, listen, you know what? He doesn't even appreciate what I did on Facebook, so check him, okay? I'm not even
No, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you put me out there and try to make me a villain. I'm saying this for entertainment purposes.
Why not you
do it
everybody else?
Don't shut your ass up, Miss Elliott. You always got something to say.
There you go.
Here you go. Okay, man. Are you an angry black man? I mean, what's the problem, Miss Elias?
Are you one? I just called you one.
I'm not an angry black man, Miss Elias. All I'm trying
I'm
to say. Oh my God. Okay, fine, Miss Elias. You're not an angry black man. You happy?
Not
are
angry.
You happy?
Not to
thank
you. Good night.
Because if you're not, you might still be an angry black man. So.
Yeah, really.
That was really damn good. That was good. Good girl. All right, so anyway, getting back to what you were saying, Dr. Princess Odea, I'm just saying that it just seems to me it's so convenient to just click and I make contact with you. Happy birthday, Jay. Hey, how about, you know, picking up the phone and calling and saying happy birthday versus just clicking some button and saying happy birthday, Jay? I mean, come on. I'm just saying, now, I know this is the world we live in, but I'm just saying that it seems to me that the social network has really replaced human interaction to me.
And maybe it's because you don't answer everybody's calls.
Oh, I don't
okay.
answer your emails, Dr. Prince, though. It's just
what,
you.
You know what? And you know what?
Just
maybe people are just very busy. Maybe people are, you always talk about how busy you are and this and that. Well, maybe other people are busy.
Hold up, stop. I'm not talking about responding to emails, Dr. Prince, though. I'm talking about Facebook. It has made life easier.
Think about it. Why do people continue to overuse the microwave when it's clearly something that contributes to this growing rate of cancer in our bodies? Why?
Oh, my God. Now she's a medical doctor.
Yeah, where the hell are you going with this?
Because it's convenient.
Now she's a general practitioner.
When people are willing to overlook the ramifications of a choice such as the option of possibly having cancer or at least minimizing
your
chances.
Can we get back to Facebook?
Versus you're going to say that now that they know there's an easier way to Facebook or email somebody, they don't have to waste money on a stamp. They don't have to do that. They don't have to pick up the phone and use their phone bill, that they're not going to utilize Facebook when all you have to do is click a freaking button. Give it a rest, okay, darling? We have got to just get on board with the signs of the time, and Facebook, social media is what's up for the world today. That's just period. Either get with it or, you know, hey, I don't know, die or something. I don't know, because it's not going away.
Are you finished? I mean, are you done? I mean, I just wanted to make sure. I don't want to interrupt you. Are you done?
I want to interrupt her. Somebody in the chat room asks, what happened to the topic at hand?
That is the topic at hand.
No, you're talking about microwaves, sweetheart. The topic at hand is Facebook versus human interaction.
It was so over your head, I didn't expect you to get it. Mr. Elias, Mr. Elias, could you please share? Because I think
you are
so
stupid. You are dumb. You are really dumb.
Okay, Mr. Elias, we're not going to have that now. You don't have to call all those. That's crazy. I got it.
What she's saying is the convenience. We override everything for convenience. Is actually what she's saying. And the social media is convenient. And there's been active tests and facts proving that microwave food is no good, but yet still we use it. That's what she's saying. It's convenience. I understand what she's saying.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. 347-851-1272. You can call in, get on the conversation. I'm saying this. Okay, a first date is social media. I mean, the first, you know, your first interaction with people, in some cases, is on Match.com. I mean, come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, there you go. Perfect example.
How we all found each other, right?
Well, so I think there are some benefits to it. There's no doubt. But I'm just saying it just seems to me that some way, somehow, we've kind of gotten away from the human interaction. Hey, let me
see. I would disagree with you on
that,
Jay.
Okay. I believe that's true in most cases, but it's also increased for many people, the opportunity of meeting other people. Whatever.
But the bottom line is, it has taken some spots, Jay. But you know, I have dated women online before, and found to be a bad experience. You know, and won't do it again.
I bet you have dated women online before. So let me ask, so why did you do that? Just ask, why did you date a woman online? Was it convenient for you to find her? Was it a situation where you could put in the things that you like and it would go through this whole smorgasbord of people that fit that criteria? Why did you do it? What was the purpose of you dating people
because
online?
Because of my work schedule at the time.
Because of your work schedule at the time? I'm pretty sure that's not the first time in history that someone has worked your schedule. What did they do back in the day? What did people do back in the day when there was no such a thing as a Facebook or a social network? What did you do?
We send smoke signals.
Oh. Yeah, really. I mean, come on, dude. Bottom line, you had people that hooked you up with people. I mean,
Why can't we do that? Why can't we go back to that? Just out of curiosity. Why can't we do
that? But listen, there were still pen pals back in the days of when it was only the post office or only the telegram service and things like that. And they went even longer without meeting each other just because of distance and the time for a letter to get one place to another. So if anything, social networking has possibly sped up the opportunity for people to meet each other. Because there's a quicker interaction. You know what I mean? Like now, how long have we been doing a show together?
Calling
about
out the
a
number
year or something like that. And now we're talking about meeting up in August for this big gathering. If anything, this social network has facilitated all of us meeting up in another 8 months.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, broadcasting live on the TGRS Radio Network and... he dropped the ball.
ERN
Radio. Oh, this guy is.
Now you're going to do it. Now, what is it? What is it? Is this a long shot when you're going to do that and when you're not?
You know what? I'm like an angry white man.
I'm not angry. I was just trying to type in the chat room because you were doing a little station ID.
I was joking.
Yeah, man.
No, I know, dude. I'm just saying. I was just trying to interact with the chat room and you caught me off guard, man.
Well, that's okay. All right, there you go. All right, so listen, and broadcast live on ERN as well on the other BTR where the Negroes hang out. You know where y'all are. WCWK Radio Tag, Facebook on your Android devices, and Dr. Princess O'Dea tells me I need to say, and on iTunes. You can catch us on iTunes. Pick up the phone, call us. We're talking about the question of the day, face to Facebook. I mean, is it a situation where why can't we be face to face?
Why can't I sit down somewhere and see you from across the room and you smell my hot karate cologne and you say, damn, that thing looks sexy on that coffee?
Because when they see you on Facebook, they decide they don't want to see you in person. I think that's the dilemma you're having, Jay.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn good. That was pretty damn good. That was pretty damn good. That was pretty damn good.
Good and terrible.
That was pretty damn good, Jay. Now, how about that? Go to hell, Mr. Elliott.
Did you just call her a heifer?
I called her a heifer.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if you said Heifer or you said Hugh Hefner for something else. I was trying to figure it out.
Well,
so, okay, I got
take your pick. Either one is derogatory. Both of them belong to her ass. They belong to her.
Yeah, I got
it. So anyway. So, but Dr. Prince Odia, unlike you, I don't have that issue. But what I'm saying is, it just seems to me
there is
like,
so much sexual
remember.
Tension between you two. It is ungodly.
You know what? Whatever. That's why, Jay, at the end of the day, that's why
not
you decided to want me on the network in the first place. You went on Facebook.
Oh, no, that's not the story I heard.
She went on Facebook and said,
I said, oh, my damn.
Right. And you said.
That's what I said. Oh, ain't no lie about it.
You started singing the song. You were hearing it in your ear, and you decided, this must be it. Let me say yes, yes, yes to this girl. Right. Him.
I
like to tell you the story. I know about that, Princess Odidas. But I'll have a time. All the energy.
Yeah, but you know what, Miss Elliott? She got it all wrong because this is exactly what I was thinking when I saw Facebook.
I can stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
That's what I was thinking when I saw that picture. That's a damn. So I'm like, who the hell is that bald-headed woman? Now, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, sometimes people forget the origins. Let me tell you real quick how Dr. Princess Odia how she came into our lives. I received a message.
Oh, see, I know this story. I want to hear it again, though.
Yeah. I received a message on PTR from someone saying, please call me. I need to talk to you. And I'm like, who the hell is this? I don't know this person.
It ain't gonna lie.
So I said, let me go ahead and call. So
you're still asking who the hell is this?
Yeah, I am. I called the number, something I usually don't do. I said, but I need to talk to you, Jay, about some opportunities. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I called the number, and I got a freaking 35-minute voicemail message.
Yeah.
Before you can even leave a message, hi, are you serving your true purpose? Hi, my name is Dr. Princess Aldelia, and I'm here to, it's just one, I'm like, who the hell is this? And so I said, at the end of it all, I said, how you doing? This is Jay Ryle from the Jay Ryle Show. Just wanted to give you a call. You asked me to call you. Give me a call when it's convenient for you.
I don't remember.
Why did I get a phone call at freaking 7 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, who the hell is this? Hi, Jay. My name is Dr. Princess Odia, and I wanted to talk to you about opportunity. And she then she talked for freaking almost 45 minutes before I was sitting there.
That's what I heard.
Who the hell is this?
He is so lying.
So at the end
of
it all.
Listen, this is the same story he told me months ago. He is saying it to the letter what he told me months ago.
You know what? You know about those pathologicals. Eventually, they believe what they
whatever.
Say.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll believe Jay any day over your ass. Any old day. Rose before hoes.
When she finally took a breath, catch her breath, I said, it's interesting that you called. I said, thank you for calling me. And I said, well, that's good. I said, who knows? Maybe I can have you on the show. You read my mind. I think we would be great together. Why don't you come on the show? Let me come on the show. And I'm like,
what the hell is this?
I said, okay, Dr. Princess O'Dea. I said, you know what? I'm looking. You know what? That's great. You're right. You weren't a doctor. That's the only lie I'm telling. You were not a doctor at the time. You were just regular Princess O'Dea.
He still ain't a doctor.
Of inspiration.
Hey, when he asked me, he said, what do you think about her? I was like, ooh, hey, it's your choice.
Right, so this is what we said. We said, look, come on in. We have a thing we used to do called News and Notes after the first break. You can come in and do some news and notes, and then, you know, we'll see where it goes. Why did she come in talking about Tiger Woods on News and Notes and then just kept on talking about mortgage rates and stuff? I'm like, what the hell is she talking about?
Because you get news.
And then she didn't leave.
Those are the latest things in the town.
And then she got on every damn show that you have except Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio, man.
You know what? Are you hating or something? Why don't you go get another show? Come on, sweetheart. Let's be real with the fans here.
You are on almost every night except for Tuesday night.
And so are
that
you.
That is true, Dr. Prince.
And so are
it's
you.
It's true. She's on every show. Did she call in the Kathleen show on Sunday?
No. No. I'm on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays.
Yes,
4 days left and I'm not on.
Yeah. You're on more than I am. So that's okay. I mean, hey, I'm glad that you're here, and I'm telling you, you darkening my door, I should say, was the best thing that ever happened to me professionally in radio. So I am, God bless you, and thank you so much for.
And you know what, Ed? I don't know if you're really serious about what you're saying, but I feel
I am serious,
and I think,
Can't you hear it in my voice?
I feel very seriously about the same way with you, Ditto.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I don't know what it would be without you. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what we would do.
I got a few ideas what it would be.
I know you do. Anyway. You know, one day we'll do that. I want to have a show, and let's just reminisce. I think that's one of the things we'll do in August. Speaking of August 2012, this year, folks, three-year anniversary of the J. Ryle Show. H-Town in the house. Come on down. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a dinner cruise. We're thinking about maybe a picnic. That's what Dr. Prince is on there. You want to do. Do you want to do it at night where we can see the stars, or would you prefer to do it in the day? Which would you prefer?
I was talking about family like we do it in the day.
If we're bringing our family.
I thought it was going to be a couple of days that we were going to be hanging out and doing stuff.
But of course, we don't know what the arrangements are. We don't know
know what they are. The rest of us do.
So what we can do in August is maybe we can, because we're going to do a live show. So maybe what we can do is kind of reminisce on how we all connected. I think that'll be fun. So, you know, look out for that later on this year. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. 347-850-1272. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the QOD, the question of the day. Face to Facebook. I mean, has the social network replaced human interaction? And so we were talking about some of these websites where you meet your future mate. You know, I saw one today. Oh, yes, ChristianSingles.com. You can meet your Christian single. What the hell is that?
There's also one that my aunt has met two or three people on since she moved back to Oklahoma City called Plenty of Fish. Have y'all heard of that one?
Oh, I heard about that one.
Oh my God! She met some 28-year-old dude on there, and then some 30-year-old stripper.
Yeah,
plentyoffish.com.
So, if you want some fish tacos, go to plentyoffish.com.
No, it means there's plenty of fish in the sea. It's not just plenty of. It's not a female reference.
Yay. No, well, that's not what I'm getting at. But that's okay.
Then I misread you. I retract that.
Yeah. Have you, like, our website's like Fling, you know, fling.com. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, there's that other one called, what is it, Ashley Madison for married couples who want to cheat?
Yes.
Ashley Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what the name of it is.
Wow,
yeah, it's for married couples that want to cheat.
Spell it for him, man. He's trying to put it in his roll of
I'm
neck.
Not married, Jay. I'm not mad.
I didn't say you were mad. But it's not an affair, Mr. Elias. That means married people. I mean, so the other person could be married, Mr. Elias. You could have an affair with that person.
Isn't a site for married people, Ernest, where both couples are both married?
Yes, it's a site for one person in a couple who wants to cheat. That's where they would go to find other couple,
one person in a partnership
that wants to cheat.
It's for people that want to cheat. I mean, you know, you're married, you're sitting
that's
all
what it
alone.
Is. It was all in like 2009 and 2010. It got a lot of attention because people were saying it fostered affairs and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what it is, though.
Trouble. And see, that's my point. You know, face to Facebook. I mean, that's the choice. You know, and so, but I will say this. We're not beating the social network because I'm telling you, I think Facebook is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm not going to lie to you.
Who is typing?
Huh?
Somebody is typing because I can hear their key. It's got to be.
I don't know. You guys are the most unprofessional folks I ever work with. I mean, you just, you know,
hey,
you're
no,
cooking,
don't
you're,
you guys. I'm on the phone.
Showers,
I can hear somebody
kind of
typing
stuff
on their laptop.
Well, that's what y'all do. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys disappear during the breaks. We call for you. You never answer. I mean, you know, that's just what y'all do. I mean, so whatever.
Hey, what are you saying y'all
show
for? You know damn well I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, you know what, Jay? Guess what?
You belch on the air, yeah. Ernest. I mean, you know, scratching your ass on the air. I mean, that's what
Mr.
you do.
Mr. Elias is trying to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Frank. Yes, Mr. Elias, yes.
Never mind. I'm just tired.
Oh, no. Would you say what you have to say?
Elias is tired.
I just asked for everyone to be quiet for you. Would you just say what you have to say?
No, it's too late now, baby. It's past. Don't worry about it.
Can we move on then, Miss Ellis, if you don't mind? I mean, it's up to you. Can we?
Okay, yeah. Okay, wait. I have
okay, now here you go. See, now this is what you do.
See, now there's free time, so now
she's Here it comes.
Now we're going to talk more about microwaves.
No, this is what I want to talk about, Jay. Jay,
what?
As you talk about people taking time away on breaks and all of this kind of stuff, well, it's just interesting how you, when we're trying to do our shows oftentimes, if you're manning the board on our show, we hear cursing in the background, bathroom
toilet. That's on purpose.
I'm sure. I've always questioned that anyway.
That's
hey, can
purpose
we talk about, okay, listen, if we're going to pull this kind of stuff, can we talk about somebody that comes on the air, talks for a little bit, and then just disappears? No goodbyes, unprofessional, just leaves the
maybe
show.
Not
because they're in a cathedral or chasing people down on the streets of England. I'm not mentioning names, but we know. I can't talk right now. I'm on a train. I'm going to Denver. What the hell, man?
That's
how about unprofessional? Showing up late, leaving early.
You know what? Let me tell you something, Dow, baby. I am present, and sometimes there are some unforeseen things that do take place. However,
I do come.
And I told Jay, if you were listening last week, I said to Jay, I am in this church, and I actually had to use somebody else's phone because it was like a cathedral. And I was
okay, we don't care. See, okay, remember when we did this a few months ago, and we talked about what people thought of us, and when people said that the one thing they think of you is that you make excuses for everything. Do you see what's going on right now? That's what you're doing
now.
But
it's not excuses.
It's you come in with reasons why you do what you do. We don't care.
It's called hearing the facts. It's called
people are tuning in and hear whether or not you were in the cathedral or not. We don't give a damn.
Or on the train. Or on a bus.
Apparently half brother.
I'm going to London, Ohio. Who cares?
Apparently half brother.
Jay, I can't talk right now. I am in a plane over the Atlantic Ocean. We are going to Scotland to make sure that everybody finds their true purpose,
And we're
going
to chase Asians while we're here. We don't care.
Thank you for the publicity. Anyhow,
high five and just bumps on that one, brother.
Can you continue?
Yes, we may, and we can. So listen, here
we go. Can we get Mr. Elias to speak? I feel so horrible about that. Can we?
Oh, my God. Is he running the show now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Do you want this show, too? Because you run every other damn show. Would you like to run this one as well?
Running them in the ground.
Ugh. You know what? I am so not even paying attention to you, Mr. Elias. Could you please speak?
And she still responds. She's so shallow.
Mr. Elias.
Yes, darling.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You okay, man?
Is he taking care of the business right now?
Yeah, you all right, Mr. Elias? We need to.
I said, yes, darling. That's what I said. Yes, darling.
No, I mean, but you're grunting, though. I mean, you're not listening. You don't know you're grunting.
Yes, darling.
Yes, we can hear you.
No, because you know what? He's just so fed up. He was trying to speak for a while, and he said, and
eventually, well, whose fault is it that he can't talk? Is
I wasn't
yours?
Talking. It was you and Ernest talking. Thank you very much. and he said, oh, forget it. And I heard it so quietly as his little
did
heart.
Did he touch your heart?
Ooh.
Were you touched by that?
I was
simply delicious, man. Simply delicious.
Now, you know what? That's a beautiful segue. Last night, Mr. Elias, I heard you too. We stopped by the Explosion with Momo B. And let me tell you something. We stumbled in on a very good conversation.
Yeah, we did. Momo B had a great show.
Is that where she talked about why people aren't married? Is it men's fault or women's fault?
It was a pretty damn good show. Not a lot of cursing. I thought it was going to be MF all the way through, but
it wasn't a
lot that I heard.
Man, there was so much cussing on there. I was like, hey, is this a sex tape or what?
Okay, maybe I missed that part.
The F bomb must have dropped about 40 times, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the thing that always gets me is when you listen to some of these shows on BTR, and I love you guys on BTR, trust me, and if I'm offending anyone, please don't get upset. The thing that's always funny is that when you call into some of these serious shows or when you listen to some of these serious shows, you have these brothers who consider themselves, you know, they are like the resident expert. Yeah, and it's funny to listen to them because the first thing I want to ask, well, what are your credentials? I mean, yes, let me tell you the reason why women do this. Really, who are you? Are you a psychologist? Do you have a PhD in something? It's funny. So listen, brothers, don't get upset because I do it too. But it's just funny when you call in and listen to people and they talk as if they know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why women do this is because of this. Really? And how do you know this? Did you study at Cambridge? I mean, it's funny. And so me and Ron Smooth were talking about that last night. But it was a good show, so go back and listen. And I think I'm going to be there more often because I really enjoyed the show. I mean, I thought it was going to be a bunch of... I didn't hear a lot of curses, but Miss Elias said they were cussing like sailors. I didn't catch that
part. And it's every Friday night that she's on, right?
Every Friday night,
I may have to stop in on that, too, because we don't have any shows on ERN on Friday night, so I may have to pop over there and let off a few F-bombs just to get them out of my system.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. And Rob Smooth, Rob Smooth called in, too, and cursed. Yeah, I had to get a curse word out the way. Hey, it felt good.
I was saying, Jay cuss King.
Yeah. I had to let one go.
Well, listen, when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
You know? I had to let one go. It felt good to say that because, you know, we don't curse around here, but it felt good to go there.
We don't either.
And let one go, you know.
Jay? When it's convenient for you.
You curse too. I mean, I remember I was talking to you on a personal phone call, and I was saying, you a damn lie. Yes, you did. You were cursing.
I did not say I did not curse.
Oh, yeah, you do. I mean, how inspirized is that when you lay in the F-bomb? Are you inspirized when you say the F-bomb?
I didn't use it twice. You think hell is a bad one. You think saying what the hell is like cursing.
No, we don't, because we say that here.
But do you know what? My whole theory, and okay, let me say this. My whole theory is cursing.
Oh, sure.
I mean, this is the year.
Here it goes.
I must say this. Are you guys still there?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my theory on cursing. And please pardon me for this moment because I must be very clear.
Hold on. Are you trying to prep us that you get ready to say a bad word?
I am going to.
You better spell it. You better spell it.
Just say it. Just get it over with.
Oh, come on.
I've never heard you talk before, so go ahead.
I am
going to say what I'm going to say in theory and in truth, honestly. Okay.
I'm going to have to go edit the podcast. I can see it now.
Cursing is really something that we have determined, words that we have determined that they are acceptable or not acceptable in society. For example, I think, and I believe, I mean, come on, let's keep it real. Ask yourself this. Think about it.
What happened to Facebook?
What's the difference between shit and shoot? Besides the I and the you.
Let me tell you something. We're going to stop this. Because I see right now, this is what happened. This is something that happened a long time ago on the show, and you are still trying to argue this point eight months later.
She argued that last summer. That's when she talked about that.
Oh, my God, stop it. It's over with.
I don't remember having that
discussion with you guys. You don't know the difference between SHIT and shoot, then you should say either one of them.
Listen to me.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
One comes
hey, you
out
better take
one,
it to
one
break,
comes
man.
Out the ass and one comes out a gun.
No, honey. One is S-H-I-T and one is S-H-U.
That boy is good.
We have, as society, have accepted as or labeled it as such. But at the end of the day, the things that we think in our minds are much more damaging than those little bitty words that
we say.
Some people will even use, and I will say this, I have an aunt that every time something bad, like if something bad can happen or something, and the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, Jesus. But she says it in a way like, Jesus, and pardon me, I'm not meaning to be offensive, but I'm offensive, but I'm explaining
yes,
it.
Yes, you are.
And I, no, no, no.
Oh,
you
God.
Know what? Do you know what
yeah.
I say? I think you would just have been better just saying shit. Why did you just say shit? Why did you have to say the name?
We fall down. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking about this? What were you saying about the prison idea?
I'm serious. Let's keep it real.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Jesus Christ, we fall down.
Hey, maybe I should do what the president did. How did the president break it down, Miss Elias?
He broke it down, didn't he, Seth?
He broke it down, didn't he? Yeah. Come on, Dr. President did. Yeah, sing it. Sing that song,
didn't he?
Yeah, he broke it down. Yeah.
President Obama broke that one down.
What about it?
She is so out of touch. She is so wrapped up in things. She doesn't even know the
exactly
she probably doesn't know there's a ship sinking off the coast of Italy.
Do you know? No, it's not sinking. It already sank. Okay?
It's above ground, so it has not sank. Once again, you're talking out of your backside where the SHIT comes out of.
Okay, I'm not talking to you. Go ahead. Mr. Elias, do you have things? Are there things that you would like to say and add to this wonderful show that we're having this evening?
Who the hell do you think you are? You know what? I mean, who the hell do you think you are? I mean, what are you talking about? You don't run nothing around it but your damn lips. That's all you run.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be silent for 10 minutes, okay?
Shut your double-breasted lips.
And by the way, your 10 minutes.
Oops. Oh, damn.
Thank you.
You got the wrong one, Jay?
No. I got the right one, baby.
You know what, Jay? I love you. I love you because I
bet you do.
What you're doing.
Okay, I want to go to break right now. Can I go to break? Can we go to break right now?
Yeah. Can I have 10 minutes? I'm going to have 10 minutes. 10 minutes, including break time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Can we take it to the bridge?
Second coming up on the TGRS Radio Network on my radio at
best. You are listening to the TGRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
UrbanCoffeeShows.com. I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's the national forecast for Sunday. Now, the big story, the incredible warmth and temperatures well above normal, running from Texas all the way up to the U.S.-Canadian border. Record-breaking temperatures across the Dakotas and Western Great Lakes. Highs running 30, 35 degrees above normal. Now, we will have some stray showers and rumbles of thunder with an upper-level system, the Ohio River Valley, down through portions of the southeast, the Carolinas. Behind it, a little dry pocket. We're watching a major storm system right now in the west, and that's going to carve itself into the southwest and eventually across the southern plains. So by Monday, showers and thunderstorms from Texas all the way up into the Dakotas. Strong thunderstorms, isolated severe storms possible across Kansas down through Oklahoma and Texas. For Monday, we get into Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, but the energy is starting to wind down, so it's not really spreading too far toward the east. We'll have some showers along the east coast and much nicer, drier weather for the interior portions of the Rockies. Go to the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to have some rain lower elevations, snow at the higher elevations. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road. Nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming, oh yeah, and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. A certain kind of lover who will show me the way in my need. Someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. Love for all my life.
For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker, and he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10, only on the Weather Channel.
Now take off them clothes and get on your J-O-D.
Do you know what time it is?
Time for the second set, yo.
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Of
the J. Round Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Second set, J. Rouse Show in full effect on the TGRS Radio Network online radio. And it's best we're talking about the QOD, the question of the day. Face to Facebook. Has the social network replaced human interaction? And as we continued with the conversation, we, you know, as we always do, we kind of went somewhere else with it. But I definitely wanted to take this opportunity, Mr. Elias, to say rest in peace, Miss Etta James. We played her music during the break. And let me tell you something. What a outstanding jazz artist she was.
You are not kidding there, man. Etta was something else, man. Wow. We lost the great one, man, with Etta James.
Yeah. So we're definitely appreciative of the music and the things that she brought to this world. And, of course, we played her doing the Get Hype Old School song. I have a lot of stuff coming up for you, though. Also, the Bump You song is coming up at the end of the show, so look out for that. And we have birthday wishes, a whole bunch of stuff that we're doing here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. So, Dr. Princess O'Dea, as we continue this conversation about the social network, am I hearing an echo? Is it me? You're the echo, Miss LS?
You're not hearing it from me because I had my lines muted until you had just.
I'm not saying it's you, Doctor. I'm not saying, oh, we have some fish biting. Not saying, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Okay.
So, anyway.
Ain't that what's her name?
No, what do you mean? Is that what's her name? What are you talking about?
Who's the youngest brother?
Huh?
Our youngest brother? Hold on a second.
Okay, yeah, why don't you...
Who's typing? That's, who just typed something?
That's not typing. I don't think that's typing hers. I think that's something going on with the phone. I've heard that before. That could be what's going on.
No, that sounds like someone typing.
I don't know who it could be because there's no one here. Dr. Princess O'Dea, you know, she don't own a computer, and Miss Elias is Miss Elias is checking phone lines. So I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, I'll go book it, baby. All right, so look, face to Facebook. Okay, listen, let's get back on this a little bit because I definitely want to get into another part of the show and talk about the meat and potatoes coming up here shortly. But I want to push this a little bit because one of the things that you know, for me, it just seems to me that it's so inhuman. And there's, I mean, the social network, it has its good points and its bad points. I tell you what, let's do this. Dr. Princess O'Dea, give me three things that are good about the social network and three things that are not so good about the social network.
Okay. Networking.
That's one.
The possibility, ability to reignite with friends that you probably have lost contact with.
That's
and
true.
Also the opportunity to build relationships.
That's
very
true.
Strong relationships. As far as negative,
yes,
I would say that it definitely presents an opportunity for, if you allow it to, though, as well, for individuals to really be in your business. So it's like an invasion of privacy. But I will say it only invades as much as you allow it to invade, you know, by the information you put out. And second, I would say it definitely does minimize the communication skills in many ways, the verbal communication. Third, I would say that it can be an interference in relationships. It's just one more mix to that situation if you allow it to be. So it's just it's another tool for
another avenue for people to sit there and do stuff behind folks' back,
et cetera. Yeah.
I got you on that one. Okay. Well, man, she stuck to the program. All right, Ernest, man, give me three things good, three things bad.
Three things good. I think it is a great outlet for those that are wish to express or blog and truly try to have something to say and have a forum or a soapbox, if you will, to do so. I think it is a great medium to meet people that you might not otherwise meet, and your life could possibly be enriched by that. And it's a good place to find some porn.
The social network.
Don't act surprised because Mr. Elias ends every show with he likes booty. He's finding half of it online. Let's just keep it real.
Okay. What does that have to do with? Okay, hold up, Ernest. So what does that have to
you
do with?
You asked me three good
network?
Things. That's what I just said.
How is finding porn on social networking? How do you? What are you talking about, Ernest?
Well, he equates that into a free porn site he can go to.
Okay. what free points that you can go to and say, look, I'm
are you going to overanalyze this like you did last week?
Yeah.
Come on.
850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Oh, I guess I'm done with my answer then.
Well, yeah, you are. Okay, so, Miss Elliott,
I guess I am. I didn't get to
list
three bad things.
Go
ahead.
We got our youngest brother, Tyreek Styles, on the line.
Is this Tyreek Styles? What's up, people? The artist formerly known as Tyreek Styles. How y'all doing?
Sean Juan.
That's who he is. Sean Juan. I'm sorry. Just call. I'm listening to the show. I'm on my way to do my duty as an African American tonight. I'm about to go pick up my lady. That's right, I got a lady. We about to go see Red Tails. I was listening to the show, and I said, hey,
that's
I want to answer the QOD.
Where is it then, DJ Sean Juan?
Well, why don't you go ahead and remind me what that was? It was something about
sure, DJ Sean Juan. The QOD, the question of the day, face to Facebook. Has the social network replaced human interaction with the youth?
Yeah, I think it has. However, you know, throughout history, I'm going to try to make this short, but throughout history, you know, you went from actually having to see somebody face-to-face to writing them when they're away to talking to them on the telephone, and now you talk to them on the internet and on social networking and meeting people, and it's cheap. You don't have to pay money for it. You know, it used to be people used to get on those party lines. I don't know anything about that, but social networking,
it has
a lot of people. You can talk to people all over the world and then, you know, still stay in your bedroom. And you can even, you know, publicize if you have, like, an online radio show or something.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, you know, and see, here's
excellent
the deal,
for building
DJ.
A business. Excellent for
John
building
Juan.
A business, Tyreek Scott. I believe in that. I believe that's it.
You did what now?
It's excellent
for
building
that,
a
for
business.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but I guess for me, you know, and so we come from the old school days. We go from, you know, for the day. Look, if you need to go see somebody, you need to go see somebody. You know, there wasn't this situation where I could sit in my drawers and communicate with people all over the world. I guess there is an advantage to that, but I'm just thinking that it just takes away the personal contact. People don't meet people anymore. They meet online, and then they, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you may, well, here we go, Tyreek Styles. I'm sorry, the artist formerly known as Tyreek Styles. Listen,
hey,
for example.
Like
yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
So you look like him, too. All right, so here's the deal. My thing is that, what? How can you disqualify someone by talking to them online? You may be a great person in person, but what can you get from a person by dealing with them online? You don't get the true being online, huh?
Well, I tell you what you do get. You get a little bit more money in your pocket because gas is $5 a gallon nowadays. You get a little bit more money in your pocket. Thank you. If you know how to work the social networking site, you can actually, some people, not that I do this, but some people, you can actually see people when they let their guard down, with social networking. So you actually get to see a person, you know, more of themselves because they may act a certain way around you. But then, you know, with social networking, when they think, you know, you're not watching or something, you might see the real them.
Give me an example.
Okay, here's an example. I got a buddy. Now, I mean, he meets women or whatever. He's, you know, supposed to be the nice gentleman and everything. But depending on what social networking site that you float on, you might find out that he's trying to go to the next game bang next Saturday because somebody coming to town. Can I say that
hey,
on
stop
there?
Talking
I'm sorry.
About me like that.
Huh?
Stop talking about me like that.
yeah, you talking Mr. Elias, that's for damn sure. But that joker is a game bang specialist.
Boy, yeah, you jumped in front of that bullet. I was shooting on the other side of the street. anyway, I just called in to answer that question, and I missed the show. I love you guys. Keep doing the thing. I'm about to go pick up my lady.
Yeah.
Aww.
Go ahead on and get your girl, man.
You
yeah, Tyreek Styles. I'm sorry. The artist formerly known as Tyreek Styles. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. That's my baby brother, our baby brother, a former host of the show, and always, you know, we don't even have an intro for the guy. He's been gone so long, his intro has disappeared off the board. So anyway.
That's right. I'm still family. I'm still family. Yes, it does.
Yeah, you are. You are. Give it up for one, Mr. Tyreek, a.k.a. DJ, whatever.
Sean
Wong,
baby.
Wong,
Sean, yeah. You're doing me like Jamie Foxx now. Give my man one. But, hey, take it easy, y'all.
Get us Sean Wong. Sean, chugga-chugga-chugga Sean Wong. Can you send us one of those so we can play that when you call in from now on? I mean, we would love to be able to do that.
Actually, you know what? Everybody listening, tomorrow morning, go to J. Ryle's page. I'm going to post a mix on his Facebook page. Since we're talking about Facebook, everybody go to J. Ryle's Facebook page. I'm going to post a mix on there for y'all.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Y'all post it out there, man. A present from DJ. Sean Wong. Yeah. Yeah, I like that, man. All right, baby.
All right,
thank you.
God bless you.
All right. Finish your thing up.
Mr. Ellis, can we before we step out? I think Ernest has his lips poked out. Ernest, we're gonna give you the whole. I think his lips poked out. I think Ernest's lips are poked out. Twan, we're gonna give you the whole second half of the second set. It's all Ernest. So listen, folks, we're gonna step out. It's all Ernest all the time. When we come back after this break, the Turtleneck King will give us his three good and bad things about the social network. All right, folks, keep it right here. Second set continues on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best.
Hi, I'm Venus Williams. You know, I heard recently that the two main reasons for not getting an annual mammogram are limited access and fear. I know that there are low-cost and even free screenings at some hospitals and clinics, and I've even heard of mobile mammogram units in some areas. Talk about service. Look, I know getting a screening is not as exciting as shopping, but life is for living. So take the first step to breast health. Get the mammogram. For more information, please visit breastcancerawareness.com.
Do you like this top?
Still gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
You know, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, why don't you resolve to get another cricket phone, man?
Yeah, I thought you got a phone over the Christmas holidays. Santa Claus didn't stop and drop a phone off at your house, man, because that mess is
He came and took Rob's phone. He didn't give him one.
Gee.
Hey, fat twins, I don't need y'all to double up on me.
Okay, that's some gas face right there.
Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Saturday.
You know what time it is.
Brother, what we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us Tennesseans.
Well, around here, between Norman and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
22 minutes after the hour in a beautiful Saturday. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. You guys are enjoying the show with us. 347-850-1272 is that call-in number. You can pick it up. You can call in. You can be a part of the conversation. And, of course, the folks are in the hens and Mr. L.E.S. is in the house.
You going to eat your cornbread?
And Big E from E.R.N. is in the hens.
Yeah, baby.
And let's watch this. And Dr. Princess O'Day, the queen of inspiration.
What's up, everybody? Love you.
Ooh, yeah, Okay, thank you. We're talking about the QOD. The QOD, the question of the day. We're asking you folks, face to Facebook, has the social network, taken the place of a human interaction? And someone, you know, once again, you unprofessional people, you're moving stuff. You can you sit still for 2 hours? I mean, is it possible? I'm just asking. Good gracious. Now listen, breaking news. Looks like Newt Gingrich is going to win the South Carolina primaries. Can you believe that, Miss Elias?
Yeah,
wow.
I can believe it.
Wow.
I can believe it because of the environment, the thunderous applause he got when he was there, when he said that Obama was a food stamp president. I can believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
We're talking about South Carolina, South Cackalacky, man, yeah.
Isn't it interesting in these GOP debates where it was Mitt Romney who talked about executions in Texas, and people applauded that, and people applauded the immigration stuff, but yet they'll boo a homeless vet that calls in, or a vet that happens to be gay or something like that, and they'll boo those people. That is, and listen, I'm an anarchist, so I'm not voting for any of these people on either side, but that is a true tale of some of the mentality that's still going on in this country, and it pisses me off and it scares me a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's going to be something we're going to talk about tomorrow morning.
Taking off my blue suit.
Yeah, take the blue suit off. It's going to be great to see you tomorrow.
Phil and Heidi Klum are getting a divorce, so I got to shout at Heidi Klum.
You think you have a shot at Heidi Klum? Whatever. All right. Well, you know, we'll see. I'm hoping that it was about time. Maybe she got her eyesight fixed and realized, like, damn. Which is going to be a beautiful segue. I'm sorry?
That is a beautiful segue. I know exactly where you're going, too.
Yeah, I know. Miss Celia is trying to crack jokes again and just mess up everything. But that's all right. But, yeah, that's going to be a beautiful segue into the next topic. But, look, before we do that, though, we were talking about the three good things and bad things about social networking. Ernest, you were giving us your three ands. Miss Celia has cut you off. The floor is all yours. Give us your three plus three.
Well, I gave the three good ones. I think the other good thing that's like a three sub-note is that you can block people when you need to. Now, that feeds into the three bad things about it is drama. It causes some severe drama when you let Facebook or Twitter become, you know, because it allows you to be a coward about things. You don't have to man up. You can say stuff online and just go home and, you know, do it from your couch or whatever, and you can be a coward that way. The second bad thing I think about it is probably what really irritates me is spammers. Like on Twitter, I know you're not a big Twitter guy, but I am. And when people follow you that are all about online businesses and all this stuff, it's just a big pyramid scheme. It's just irritating to have to deal. I block every one of them, but come on, man. And the third bad thing, I don't know what else would be so bad about it other than if people take it too seriously. Like when they're tweeting when they're taking a poop or they're brushing their teeth or something that nobody gives a crap about. That's probably a bad thing because you are thinking a little too much of yourself when you're putting on your pantyhose or something.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it gives people an undue sense of self-importance when your importance should come from bigger and more important things in your life. You know, what are you doing for mankind? I don't know. I don't want to know when you're brushing your damn hair. Nobody gives a crap.
Michelle, yes, man, give me three, man. Three and three.
Three good things. I'll give you a chance to catch up with people you haven't talked to in a long time.
Oh, that's good.
What else? I guess
like,
to me,
he's like Rick Perry. He's got three things. He can only remember two of them.
No, it gives me an insight to spy on my nieces to see what the hell they are doing.
That's a damn good. I like that one right there. That's
Uncle
Lester's
in control.
I love that one.
Damn that.
Yes.
Hey, and the next thing is that I can just wish people that I don't have to talk to ever again in life. Hey, happy birthday! I don't have to see your ass ever again. That's a good thing for me.
Ooh.
Three bad things.
Personal.
Yes, sir.
Three bad things. One, it puts people's private information out there too much. I mean, bottom line, too much from like I just said. Put Ernest's ass on mute. He's trying to be a funny ass.
Ernest, actually, it sounds like you have a phone call coming in, Ernest. You have a phone call coming in, right?
I just thought that's what we did. We gave three good things and then went.
Yeah, he's on mute. Don't worry about it.
He's trying
and the third right thing.
Yeah.
And the third thing that it does, I mean, just too much private information, man. The bottom line is, you know, I know where people are out of town. Where they're going and how they're going and when they're going and what they're going
for. Yeah, that's a good point, Mr. You start posting when you're out of town, people come rob your ass.
But you know what? You know what else? It's interesting. I was going to say two things. First, we allow.
Did we get through Mr. Elias's three? Did you name off three,
yes.
Mr. Elias?
Yeah, I named off three. She got it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I made sure before. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But I was going to say people themselves, but also,
as I was thinking
to say that, I also thought that on our phone, because we have the apps on our phone, it actually tells where you are regardless of you giving the information. So people are all up in their business. You know, she posted from this place or that place or, you know, it's really kind of screwed up.
And I think if you're stupid enough to post things like on Foursquare and those things that tells when you checked in at Starbucks and when you checked in at Home Depot, you probably deserve to have your house broken in one time just to show your ass a lesson.
Yeah.
You guys are something else. You guys are funny as hell. Yeah, I think it's time for us to step out. All right, folks, third and final set coming up on the J. Ryle Show on TGR's Radio Network, online radio at its best, 347-850-1272. Pick up the phone, call us. Expect to talk to you after the break. Keep it right here.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hey, yo, what up? What up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage in the house.
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock knock who there, you know.
Knock knock who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker? Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to the Darien Show. Man, them devils will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, don't eat anything.
What you talking about, man?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind, fine.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. I'm a
The third and final set of the Jay Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No doubt. Make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. Welcome back to the third and final set of the Jay Rouse Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJR's Radio Network, online radio at its best, and friends and family of the network. And, of course, starting with tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on time, Central Standard Time, it's the serious side of the Jay Rouse Show. Stop in, hang out with me, Dr. Princess Odia, Miss Elias. Let me tell you what we're talking about tomorrow morning. We're talking about some very serious stuff. We're talking about the GOP. Are they racist? You know, welcome to the grand old racist party. We're going to talk about that. Plus, the president is asking, why do they hate me so much? And we're asking, can homosexuals make it to heaven? So come on in for the conversation. That should be outstanding tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. here on the network. Tomorrow night, also on KathleenWilliams.com, it's called Ask Kathleen. You can check her out. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Kathleen Williams and her sister. Ronnie's going to be in the house. Come on in. Check them out. Great conversation as always. Nothing has changed. She just got a better upgrade at their position of co-host. So check it out. Great show tomorrow, and it's going to be on the Ask Kathleen Network.
Dope,
I'm pretty sure she can put some information in the chat room in regards to that. We're back here Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. on the Who's Who's Wednesday edition of the Jay Rouse Show. Happens right here on the TJR's Radio Network, online radio is best. The Listen to Lounge goes down on Wednesdays as well. That should be fun. Thursday nights, it's the True Purpose Development Show with our very own Dr. Princess Odia, the Queen of Inspiration, 7 o'clock p.m. She'll tell us more a little later in the show on who's coming up on that very special show. But don't forget to check it out on Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. Friday, before you go to the club, it's Ladies First Radio. Montu Lozales, Dr. Princess Odia, the girls are putting it down. So before you go shake your groove thing, stop by and listen to the ladies. Very inspirational stuff that goes down on Friday nights here on the network. Ernest, tell everybody about what's going on with you and on ERN.
Thank you. You know, Ernest Radio Network is the fastest growing radio station on the internet. You can find out everything you need to know by heading over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on five nights a week with great shows like Political Gravity, Music Monday, The Geek Show, Ernest Experience Radio Show, and of course every Saturday we are right here at 6 o'clock Eastern with the TJRS Radio Network for Saturday edition. So head on over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. You can find our Twitter, upcoming shows, past shows on demand, and a whole lot more. We'll see you there on the fastest growing radio station on the internet, Ernest Radio Network. Back to you.
Appreciate that. And of course, the explosion with the fantabulous Momo B that happens Friday nights. Just type her name in the top right-hand corner if you're here on BTR Radio. Hit the search bar, and it should tell you show times and dates and all that good stuff. And, of course, GOG in the place to be. He has two shows. He told us one, but now it's two shows. GOG, type his name in the top right-hand corner of the show page as well, and you can get his information, show times and show schedules and things of that nature. And hopefully we can talk him into coming in on Sunday morning. That's right. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to call GOG tonight, and I am going to ask him to come on back home to the serious side. Some of the comments that we received while we were playing rewinds that included GOG were just off the charts, so I think we need to reach out to him. Mr. Elias, what do you think?
Oh, man, I would welcome Gio and Rob Smooth back. We need both of those guys back, man.
Donnie Briscoe.
Has GOG jumped ship on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, that's interesting, and hopefully he can shed some light on that, because he did say on Wednesday during the shout-out that he has a show somewhere else, and I just couldn't make it out. So I'm not sure if he has or not.
I think he's on a site like BTR that's called Spreaker, and I get a lot of emails from them, and it's similar, but I don't know. I still kind of like some of the versatility of Blog Talk Radio, but I see him on Twitter kind of favorite someone's show every now and again. So I kind of thought he might be keeping a foot on both ponds, you know, on both shores that way. So
that's okay. That's good. That's what it's called, this social network. Get out there and check him out. Yeah, that's what it's all about. All right, let's reset the table for you tonight. 347-850-1272 is the call number. The QOD, the question of the day, we're asking you, face to Facebook, has social networking gotten rid of the human interaction? I mean, has it taken the place, I should say, of human interaction? Let's get to the meat and potatoes, because, man, I've been waiting to talk about this all day. Bumping Ugamale. All right, we're asking you right now tonight, when was the last time you slept with someone that looked like a buffer damrilla? How often do you sleep with ugly people? So now, Dr. Princess O'Dea, now we have to ask you this question first, because I think that you are probably the resident expert.
It's going to be the quickest answer.
In regards to I'm not saying this to be nasty, but I'm thinking ladies first, and so question is, how often, when was the last time you slept with someone that was beneath your standards, Dr. Princess O'Dea?
it didn't get that far. They were beneath my standards.
So wait a minute, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Are you trying to tell me that you've never slept with an ugly brother before? Never. Ever.
No.
Okay, may not be ugly in your mind, but did your friend say, damn, girl, who the hell is that?
or did you have to say?
First of all, as I always say,
I know he's not that good looking, but girl, he's good to me.
No, yeah. You know what? You know what?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Let me share something with you.
Take it serious.
I have never been promiscuous. Second of all, I don't, you know, get into too much detail of my personal life here on the show. But I will share this with you.
You just get in everybody else's.
I have always said, and I should say recently, in recent years, I made a comment that maybe I was really expecting too much, because I have seen some of my beautiful girlfriends marry or be with somebody that was, to me, just really not attractive in any kind of way. But they seem to be very happy. So I said to one of them, I said, wow,
oh
you know,
God, it's like a dissertation.
I really maybe should change my, maybe I should reconsider how I look at guys, because intellect is what attracts me, but also, I'm sorry, I like an attractive person.
I hate water.
I can't understand what he's trying to tell you. I can't understand the words you're saying because of your phone, dog.
Hey. That's what she sounds like on her phone tonight, isn't it? Come on, let's get on to the question, because I got answers too. We got 5 minutes.
Are you serious? That's the first one. I'm sorry. What were you saying? I'm sorry. We couldn't hear you. I'll go bigger, baby.
Can you hear me?
No.
No, we can't.
Come on, 5 minutes, man.
Okay, no, this is what I'm gonna break it down.
Well, thank you, Dr. Princess O'Dea.
I know, I'm gonna break it down in 1 minute. In 1 minute.
You're making it too. We're supposed to laugh. You are analyzing this thing too hard. This is not Johnny Cochran. This is not.
It's boring.
Stop it. We want laughter before we go.
Speaking of people that are self-important.
Yes, Dr. Princess.
Oh, you know, but that's okay. I just said that, you know, no, I haven't. That's the
fact. She's funny. I love her. I love this woman. I love her to death. All right, Ernest, listen. When's the last time you slept with an ugly dude, man?
I know exactly. Let me tell you something. I don't have to get into the act of it, but there was a fellow who IM'd me online and said, I live in your area. And I said, well, you know, where is that? And he finally told me he lived in my apartment complex that I lived in at the time. So So we made arrangements for him to come over. Now, let me tell you something. When I opened this door, this dude had, he was about my age and had more gray hair than anybody's mom or daddy here right now. It was a mullet like I had never seen before,
damn.
And the dude had one eye.
It wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus, was it?
No, no, I wish it was Billy Ray because it would have been an upgrade, all things considered, but he had one eye. I thought he was going to walk in circles when he came in the house. I was at a point where I just didn't care, and I went through with it. Now I would be like, no, no, brother, you ain't crossing this threshold. You're not coming in. It's not going to happen. But this was about 4 years ago, and then here's the thing. No, wait, this was a one-time thing. It wasn't a big deal. He just kind of did his thing and left. No, here's the thing. Then I find out he's the father and the husband of my friend's son's best friend. So suddenly we're hanging out with these people, and I'm in the same room with this guy. Like a year later, I'm like, oh, hell, bell. I got to watch who I'm sleeping with.
Yeah,
because suddenly my two worlds are come crashing together, you know, and I can't tell his wife, you know, your husband came over and, you know, performed services. So, but he was uglier, as my mama used to say, he was uglier than homemade soap. It just was, we call him Cyclops.
Damn.
He's got one eye, his other one's gone.
Thank you, Ernest, for that story.
But Ernest, you just like met the guy online, he sent you an email, and you lay in the bed with him.
Can we just, Mr. Elias, who's the ugliest person you ever saw? When's the last time? I can't even hear her, and I just, I don't give a rat's ass, so let's just move on. I can't even hear her.
Mr. Elias, man, yeah. That's what I want to hear. Yeah, Mr. Elias, man, the last time you slept with an ugly person, man.
It was Jay's ex-girlfriend about 5 years ago.
Oh, damn. That's harsh.
You know what? And on that damn note, you sorry sap sucker. Man, last call, you sorry fool, almost started cussing for real. You make me sick.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's news you can use on the TJRS Radio Network.
She rose to prominence in the early days of American Idol, but since then, Jennifer Hudson's star has skyrocketed. And now the Oscar and Grammy Award winner is revealing some truths that fans have never heard before. The bride-to-be's new memoir, I Got This, How I Changed My Ways and Lost What Weighed Me Down, hits the bookshelves on Tuesday. I sat down with Jennifer Hudson for a Dateline exclusive to talk about her life, her image, and what it took to overcome her family tragedy. In 2008, Jennifer's first album came out, and what should have been a perfect time in the young singer's career brought back the same weight issues that always seemed to haunt her.
I was surprised to read that you hadn't seen the album cover.
No.
Until you saw it in the store.
Yes.
And there you are.
Yes.
But it's not exactly you.
No. It was like, where's the rest of me?
What did they do?
They photoshopped me probably to the size I am now on that cover. Well, we all know I was nowhere near that. Why would you photoshop that? And to me, it did not send out a good message, and it did not represent me well. Did I not just prove that the talent is enough? If I made it this far, being who I am, being the size I am, the image that I am.
But who she was turned out to be just fine for the new man in her life, David Otunga. And vice versa.
I think you describe in the book a very handsome actor named David Otunga. Love at first sight?
It was.
He played on a TV reality show. Before that, he was an attorney with a law degree from Harvard. But when he and Jennifer became a serious item, he told her about this crazy dream of his.
Otunga with authority.
Become a WWE superstar.
Because I've been blessed to live all my dreams, I got to support you and yours, you know, kind of thing. So I was like, okay, you do your thing.
WWE Tag Team Champion David Otunga.
I don't know how to put this. Let me just say, that's one chiseled piece of man candy.
Yes, he is.
And Jennifer also learned about his sweet, romantic side.
He decides to propose on my birthday.
Yeah, in California, right?
In California. And I remember him telling me, like, put on your favorite dress. The day he proposed, he made a specific CD with certain songs. We're driving and we're listening to the music.
And then they stopped at a spectacular beach in Malibu.
And he had birthday cards, and on each card it said, like, it threw another hint and another hint and another hint. Like, this one is to Jennifer. And I got to the last one and said, when you're done reading this card, I want you to turn around and I'll have your birthday gift for you. And I'm like, oh, God, no, turn around. He's on his knees proposing.
Real romantic.
Very.
And he gave her this ring.
Little did I know he had my ring taped to his leg the whole night.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
you know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Ah, yes, it's time for our final thoughts. All right, Mr. Elias, man, was that a good thought you sung or what, man?
Every girl crazy about it. Them brothers from Houston, aren't they?
Oh, man, you know, I can't win. I cannot find
I love that song.
Yeah, well.
I told you, I sent you a list, but you didn't even want to play it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back and look for it. I didn't see it. Did you send it to the business email address, or did you send it to the show?
I surely did, my friend.
Okay, I'll go.
I haven't sent Jay an idea for the question of the day, and I ain't seen that tonight either. So whatever.
Oh shit! All right. Listen, this is my final thoughts. And Ernest, since you're bumping your gums, you're up first.
First of all, there's a news report out that's breaking out right now that Joe Paterno is close to death.
Ooh, is it? Wow.
So let's keep his family in our prayers or whatever. But my quote came from. There's a show on Oprah Winfrey Network called Masterclass, and Jane Fonda was on there a couple weeks ago, and it was just phenomenal. And she said something so simple and so profound. She said, "We are not meant to be perfect. We are meant to be whole."
Mm-hmm.
That's that. That's my final thought. We are not meant to be perfect. We're meant to be whole. Go forth with that.
All right. Good to go.
And by the way, homosexuals will get into heaven. That is my 2 cents on tomorrow's show because I ain't going to be there. So.
All right, well, good. All right. Dr. Princess O'Dea, final song. 30 seconds. Hurry up. All right, that's it. Mr. Elias, man,
okay, that's enough
on.
Of that.
Yeah, that's it. All right. So listen, man. Man,
I just like to say, man, rest in peace, Etta James.
Yeah.
You are great. Great artist. Loved your music. You were one of the best people that I've, ever listened to. At last, I've heard that at so many weddings, man. And it's a versatile song that I've heard at weddings and funerals, to be honest. You know? And just rest in peace, Etta James. Hope you finally found a peace that you finally deserve, man. And, as I always say, and as we leave, I like booty.
Here we go.
Booty's more important than drinking.
Yuck.
Booty's more important than the drink I'm drinking right now. So,
yuck.
As I say,
you're drinking right now. You're poop.
Hey, I see a girl I like Momo B. I have to come here, girl. Let me tell you something. I like
you. Whatever.
I want you. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
I'm gone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Right,
that's it.